With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden administration is canceling more student loan debt. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The administration this week is canceling $1.2 billion worth of student loans for some 153,000 people. This latest round of loan forgiveness applies to people enrolled in a debt relief program and covers those who borrowed $12,000 or less who have been repaying the money for at least 10 years. That program was introduced last year after the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's original student debt relief program. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some political observers say things are looking good for Senate Republicans hoping to regain the majority in the November election. Bob Agnew reports.
Much of the optimism comes from the mere fact that Democrats have far more seats up for re-election in 2024 than Republicans. Add to that the recent developments in Maryland, where popular former GOP Governor Larry Hogan may give his party the best chance in decades to a statewide federal election victory. And in Montana, businessman Tim Sheehy is seen as a candidate strong enough to flip the seat of rare red state Democrat John Tester. Bob Agnew reporting.
The White House is considering using provisions of federal immigration law repeatedly tapped by former President Trump to unilaterally enact a sweeping crackdown at the southern border. That's according to three people familiar with the deliberations. The administration has been exploring options that President Biden could deploy on his own without congressional approval after House Republicans blocked a bipartisan border bill. But the plans are nowhere near finalized, and it's unclear how the administration would draft any such executive actions in a way that would survive the inevitable legal challenges. On Wall Street, the Dow by 48 points, the NASDAQ dropped 49, the S&P up by 6. This is SRN News. The federal government is spending taxpayer dollars to change college biology classes.
The National Science Foundation is giving nearly $1 million to several universities so they can develop so-called inclusive undergraduate biology courses because current offerings, quote, inaccurately categorize sex and gender as binary. The NSF says if college professors try to tell young people that science defines only two genders, male and female, this will make transgender students uncomfortable. Critics say the grant will undermine science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A freelance journalist based in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is facing up to 5 years in prison for allegedly threatening to kill every Jew in the city. Jeffrey Stevens, who's charged with posting threats using interstate communications, also told the FBI he wanted to shoot all pro-Israel government officials. He was first reported to lawmen after multiple Facebook posts. This is SRN News. Ford and the United Auto Workers Union have a tentative agreement on a local contract at the company's most profitable factory, averting the threat of a strike.
Almost 9,000 workers at a Kentucky truck plant in Louisville threatened to strike starting Friday if the contract dispute was not resolved. Now, the UAW says a deal has been reached, ending the strike threat. Workers still have to vote on the contract. The agreement addresses health and safety issues and Ford's efforts to reduce the number of skilled trades workers, among other issues. The plant makes a heavy-duty F-Series pickup truck and the Ford Excursion and Lincoln Navigator large SUVs, all highly profitable vehicles. Rich Thomason reporting.
Federal Reserve officials acknowledged at their most recent meeting in January that there had been, quote, significant progress, unquote, in reducing inflation. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.